Blog Talk Radio.
Let's just prepare our hearts to worship the Lord, because He is worthy of praise, honor, and glory. That we can come before Him and lay down our lives before Him and just lift up our hearts and thank Him. Glory to Your name, Lord God. You alone are worthy. You are King and Lord of all.
Lord.
heart is full of admiration for you, my Lord, my God and King. Your excellence, my inspiration, your words of grace have made my spirit sing. You love what's right and hate all evil. Therefore, your God sets you on high, and on your head pours oil.
Oh, tonight's session as we look at too busy, or the excuses that we make when we don't pray. It's an interesting thing sometimes when we see God taking us to another level and we have to learn how to pray hardest when it's hardest to pray. And I know we all have so many excuses why we don't pray. The children, the responsibilities at work, we feel self-conscious. We feel no need to pray. But we make up so many excuses, but we must realize that we must pray hardest when it's hardest to pray. Because literally, it's those times that you have to literally press your way through. And we talked yesterday about the men coming into their place of prayer and watching as God bring men, rather, to the forefront of prayer. There's something about when men pray. We look at the examples of Elijah and Elijah. We look at the examples of Jeremiah and Paul. And we look at so many running scriptures throughout the Bible that Hezekiah, Nebuchadnezzar, major players in the Bible, they learned how to call on the name of the Lord. We looked at yesterday on David, how David was a man after God's heart, and David even learned to literally talk to himself when it was hardest to pray. He literally got in the habit where he encouraged himself in the Lord. And I think sometimes we have to destroy those doubts that would try to keep us from prayer and just fill our hearts so much so with the Word of God that we encourage ourselves to pray without ceasing, that we encourage ourselves to take a hold of the horns of the altar and just seek God's face until something happens externally or internally. We're looking at pray hardest when it's hardest to pray. Sometimes when you find yourself in, maybe your children are going contrary, or maybe your husband, or maybe your job, or just maybe your life is going contrary, and you feel so feel that it's difficult to pray, that you could literally just pull down the shades and call it a day and it would be okay. But those are the days that you have to pray the hardest and allow God's word to just permeate your heart and draw you to the throne room. There was a book out at one time. It was called Too Busy Not to Pray. And that should become our war cry, that we are too busy not to pray. With so many things that are going on, with so many deadlines and responsibilities, the schedules, as we look at the things that are required of us, we should schedule in that time for prayer, whether it's before dawn, a great while before dawn, if we schedule it at the midday. But we should get into the place of praying hardest when it's hardest to pray. If you are too busy to pray, you're too busy. You don't want to get up early. Just excuses we make. But we learned that as you begin to get up early, there's something about that morning prayer that God will meet you there, that he will bring his resources to meet your needs according to his riches in glory. And you find yourself many Christians reject the idea of early morning prayer. But you read the scriptures, it's all throughout the scriptures where Christ got up a great hour before day to pray. You may not know how to pray, may be an excuse, but the best way to pray is to join yourself with others who are on fire for the Holy Ghost, who's on fire for the Father, who's on fire for the Son. And they're giving themselves to prayer. Hook yourself to them. Hook yourself to them so that you would learn how to pray, how to be tenacious in your prayer life, and not, to not let God go until he blesses you, that you will learn how to call upon his name, that you will deal with the things that's in your mind speaking all kinds of rubbish. And as you call upon his name, you will begin to see him doing great and mighty things on your behalf. You will literally see him opening doors for you that no man can shut. You don't want to get up early is another excuse we said. Many Christians reject the idea of early morning prayer. Many just don't take the time to pray, and we look and we see that there could be more breakthroughs if the body of Christ would just take God at his word. Many Christians just don't believe in the power yet of praying. And until we get there and pray hardest when it's hardest to pray and watch God unfold his manifold plan, it will be something that each day we would get up and look forward to do. Hang out, as I said before, with those who pray. It will make a difference in your prayer life. I sometimes think that prayer is taught, but as you're around others, you learn the depth of prayer. You learn how to pour out your heart before the Lord, and it becomes a habit. Pray the scriptures. If you feel you're too busy to pray, meditate meditate on the word and commit it to memory. So many times we can take the word of God and just pray it back to him. And it's those times that scripture may just come into our heart when we're in a tough, tough place. And it's the right scripture at the right time that you find yourself. We talked about Psalm 23 on yesterday, and how that's a perfect scripture to pray back and watch God move on your behalf. It's such a scripture to meditate on every word of Psalm 23, because you can learn how to pray that when it's the hardest to pray and you don't know what to say or the words to articulate, and you're lacking something, it's so easy to just pray, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." According to his word, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." And then you go on and you begin to pray, "Because he makes me to lie down in green pastures, everything around me is flourishing. He makes me to sit, or he leads me beside still waters." And so whatever is turbulent in your life, if you can see that he's leading you beside still waters and you're thanking him for quieting the waters inside of you and externally, and then when he's guiding you along the right paths, and you can cry out and thank him, "Lord, I thank you for guiding me along the right paths, paths of peace and not paths of destruction." Even as you walk through sometimes the dark valley, you're crying out that even though you walk through the dark valley, you will fear no evil, that God is with you. And sometimes I remember sometimes I used to have to work late at night, and I would be walking, and I would just say to myself, you know, "The Lord walks with me, and even though I'm walking through this dark alley or valley or whatever, I will fear no evil, for he's with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. And that's even when you're going to a tough place, a place of loss. If you know that scripture and you begin to pray that scripture, it becomes such a reality in your life that you will begin to hold on. And as the word is coming to your memory, you'll find yourself just praying and meditating more and more on the word of God. And you find yourself in those tough places, those hard places, those places where it seems like nothing is moving, that nothing, everything is standing still, that you can take and hold on to God's unchanging word and watch it become such a reality in your life. And then you can go through the psalm. It's 150-some psalms, and you can go through that and memorize those psalms and make them yours. Make them personally yours. Grab a hold of Psalm 91 and, again, pray. When it's the hardest to pray, just take God's word and pray it back to him. Again, Psalm 91, just commit it to your memory. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And you can say to yourself that I am dwelling in the shelter of the Most High. Nothing can harm me because I'm dwelling there. And that I've taken my refuge in, he is my fortress. And I trust him. I put the weight of my trust in him and on him. And as you go through that scripture and you begin to make that personally yours, and again, we're talking about praying hardest when it's hardest to pray, when it seems like it's the darkest night or the darkest valley. And even when I don't feel like it, I pray. Even when I don't feel like a calling on the name of the Lord, I speak to myself as David spoke to himself and encourage myself that my strength is in the Lord, that he is my strength. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. We're leaving live broadcasting and we'll come back and finish a few minutes in the interim as a recording. Thank you so much for listening tonight. Right.
Let's just prepare our hearts to worship the Lord. Because he is worthy of praise, honor, and glory. That we can come before him and lay down our lives before him and just lift up our hearts and thank him. Glory to your name, Lord God. You alone are worthy. You are King and Lord.
Thank you.
lift your voice and worship the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. It's as we continue to really give our hearts to worship, that prayer becomes a love. As the scripture says, that give ourselves to the word and to prayer. And as we devote ourselves to the word and prayer, and we begin to see that even though we don't feel like praying, but as we begin to see the results of prayer, it becomes an amazing thing to us that we must give ourselves more and more to prayer to see God move and act in the affairs of men, and to act on behalf of our family. It becomes such an awesome thing that as you pray, and you pray strategically and specifically, that you see God answering prayers, that you know that that couldn't have happened with the exception of the intercession that you had made, and you know that God answered your prayer. So pray hardest when it's hardest to pray. Pray when it seems like there is no answers. Pray when it seems like the doors have all closed. Pray when it seems like it's the darkest of the night. I think that's when faith kicks in. If you remember the story, when the disciples had gone out to fish and they fished all night long, and that's kind of like, how do you fish when it's hardest to fish? But the thing becomes the tenacity, the thing becomes the perseverance, the thing becomes that irregardless as to how I feel, I will not operate on my feelings. I will operate in my obedience, because as I give myself to prayer, the Lord promised he would reward me. As you find yourself bringing yourself into that realm of obedience with God's help, that you will pray without ceasing, that you will give yourself and dedicate yourself to prayer. And it's something about prayer that when it catches on and people begin to see the miraculous things that God can and will do through prayer, it becomes a encounter with him, knowing that he's going to meet you at the right time and turn things around at the right time, that no matter how hard it may be, we think of Lazarus and when Mary and Martha were saying, you know, to the Lord that Lazarus was dead. But that was when it was hardest to pray for him, even to the point that he wept. It says Jesus wept. And I believe with all of my heart is that when we come to those hard places and we pour out our heart and we know that God hears our every prayer, that he takes and places our tears in a bottle, that we know that when it is that hard place, God will give us the grace to pray it through. We look at Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. That was a hard place. That was an impossible place, but he prayed until he sweated as though it were great drops of blood, but he prayed until something happened. And I think that's what we have to do. We have to get to that place where we pray and we see things happening. God is a faithful Father, and no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly before him. The word of God says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And so, again, we can commit that to memory and realize that when prayer is difficult and you're having your Red Sea experience, or you're having your Jordan experience, or you're having your Job experience, you know that that is the time that you can cast all of your cares upon the Lord, because he cares for you. And just as doubt comes, you can confess it and ask the Lord, help my unbelief, help my doubting, help me from where I am to where you're guiding me to, and watch God bring all things to alignment so that you would have sufficiency in all things. God is faithful, saints. God is absolutely faithful. And as you seek him, as you cry out to him, you will begin to see more and more that it's not hard to pray. It's bringing our mind into submission. It's speaking to ourselves and like David, command ourselves to line up, to be in the place that God wants us to be. Psalm 24, we can go to that for a moment. And again, we're looking at when it's difficult to pray, and we realize that the earth is the Lord's. That's Psalm 24. And everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded on the seas and established it on the waters. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord, and who may stand in his holy place? And as you're taking these scriptures to heart and you're memorizing them and you're giving them back to God, it says God watches over his word to perform it. Amen. It goes on to say, who shall ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. And so as we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, as we know that he is the only true and living God, that there's no breath in an idol, there is no feet that the idol can walk, there are no hands that the idol can stretch forth. And so we can use these scriptures to just turn and bless the Lord with them. The Lord says that in reading the scripture, they will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. We have only one moment, but I would urge you, pray when it's hardest to pray. Pray when it seems like you don't have anything left in you. Just a simple prayer, Jesus, save me, is a prayer, becomes a prayer. And realize that God is for you. Until next Friday night, this is Minister Nona saying, thanks for listening, and pray without ceasing.
My heart is full of admiration for you, my Lord, my God and King, your excellence, my inspiration, your words of grace.